KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accidents.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the high school basketball postseason continues today. The girls' state basketball championships getting underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. In Class 1A first-round action today, the tournament gets started at 10 o'clock this morning as they tip off the first game in the 1A tournament, as number 6-rated Arweva will face number 3-ranked Bedford. Bulldogs are 24-1, the Rockets 21-3 heading into that basketball game this morning. After that, it's 11:45 this morning when the second game is scheduled to tip as 9th-ranked Lamar's Galen Catholic will face 2nd-rated North Butler. At 1:30 this afternoon, number 5-ranked West Sioux will play 4th-rated Linville Sully, and then the final 1A first-round game tips at 5 o'clock this evening with 13th-ranked North Tama battling number 1 and undefeated North Mahaska. Also tonight, a couple of 2A first-round games on the slate. At 6:45, 6th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central will face number 5-rated Western Christian, while at 8:30 tonight, West Marshall, who's not rated, will face top-rated Otibolt Arthur BCIG. They're 25-0 on the season. All those games at Wells Fargo Arena as the girls' state basketball tournament takes center stage now this week. On Saturday, the boys' sub-state final basketball games were held in 1A and 2A. In Class 1A Saturday night, game heard here on KJAN. It was Nottoway Valley topping Exira EHK by a final of 49-41. It was a good, hard-fought basketball game that was really a game all about defensive efforts in that contest. Nottoway Valley breaking away from a 20-all halftime tie to post the victory on Saturday night and make a state tourney berth. Also Saturday night, St. Albert advanced to the state tournament as they post a 68-56 win over Boyer Valley, while Storm Lake St. Mary's knocked off Guthrie Center 75-47 to advance. Others advancing include Boyden Hall, a 51-43 winner over Kingsley Pearson. North Iowa, they beat AGWSR 55-40. Iowa Mennonite beat Gladbrook Rhinebeck 55-39, Danville over Wayne 68-38, Lisbon topping North Lynn 57-44. Also in 2A sub-state finals Saturday night, it was Clarinda needing overtime to knock off Kemper Catholic 54-52. St. Edmund advances with a 70-58 win over Des Moines Christian. Mount Vernon beat Mediapolis 60-37. North Cedar over Cascade 51-46. PCM topping West Marshall 48-47. MFL Marmac beat Hudson 82-70. Roland Story downing West Fork 51-49. Sioux Center beat Western Christian 62-51. All those winners advancing to next week's boys state tourney. In boys state tourney pairings in Class 1A next Monday morning, the tournament will start with number 5 seed Nottoway Valley facing 4th seed North Iowa. The Wolverines are 22-2, while North Iowa comes in 23-2 on the season. That'll be a 10:30 tip-off 1 week from today in Des Moines. Immediately following that game, St. Albert will take the court as the Falcons at 14-10 on the regular season. They're seeded number 8 in the tourney. They'll face top-seeded and undefeated Danville in the 12:15 p.m. game next Monday at the Wells Fargo Arena. Storm Lake St. Mary's plays Lisbon, while Boyden Hall will face Iowa Mennonite in the other first-round Class 1A games. Also next week, the 2A pairings are set as the Clarinda Cardinals are the number 6 seed in the 2A tourney at 19-4 on the year. They'll face 3rd-seeded Roland Story, who has a 21-3 record. That'll be a 1:45 p.m. game next Tuesday afternoon, a week from tomorrow. Also next week in the state boys tourney in Class 2A, PCM will play Fort Dodge St. Edmund, North Cedar plays Mount Vernon, and top seed MFL Marmac will face Sioux Center in first round action in Des Moines. Now, some more state tourney berths are on the line tonight in Class 3A sub-state finals. Among them, up at Denison tonight, it'll be Harlan facing Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City. Both teams struggled a bit during the regular season as both sit with 6 losses. Heelan 16-6, Harlan 17-6 on the year. They'll face off tonight for a 3A state tournament berth. 7 o'clock is tip time, that game at Denison tonight in the 3A sub-state final. while Myers Leonard had 22 points and 14 rebounds coming off the bench as Illinois defeated Iowa 65-54 last night to end a six-game losing streak. The Illini hadn't won in February and had lost 9 of 10 since defeating Ohio State in early January. Matt Gaetens powered the Hawkeyes with 22 points and 5 of 6 shooting from three-point range, but Gaetens was held in check during the second half in Champaign, scoring just 5 points as his teammates failed to help out offensively. Illinois led 34-23 at the break and weathered a Hawkeye run that closed the gap to 38-34 early in the second half. As Iowa falls to 15-14 now in the Big Ten, they are 7-9 in Big Ten conference play. Elsewhere, men's basketball, Wisconsin was able to avenge a loss to Ohio State earlier this season while allowing Michigan State to earn a share of the Big Ten title. Jared Berggren drained a go-ahead three-pointer with 31 seconds left as the 16th-ranked Badgers edged Ohio State 63-60 at Columbus. Berggren scored Wisconsin's final 5 points and finished with 18. Jordan Taylor had a team-high 19 points for the Badgers, who are 6-3 in conference road games. The Buckeyes fell to 11-5 in the Big Ten despite 23 points from Deshaun Thomas. Also on Sunday, number 15 Florida State was beaten by Miami 78-62 as Duran Scott scored 17 points, helping the Hurricanes beat the Seminoles for the first time in 7 tries. Kyle Couric bounced back from an 0-for-11 shooting performance in Thursday's game by providing 17 points to help number 17 Louisville escape with a 57-54 triumph against Pittsburgh. Christian Watford, Victor Oladipo, and Jordan Halls each scored 12 points as number 23 Indiana whipped Minnesota 69-50. University of Miami center Reggie Johnson has been declared ineligible by the university. An investigation has revealed that members of his family received benefits not allowed under NCAA rules. Johnson was told of the decision just hours before the start of the Hurricanes' home game against number 15 Florida State, which they won yesterday. Johnson is averaging 10.6 points and nearly 7 rebounds this season for a Miami team that's on the NCAA tournament bubble. Kobe Bryant came away with an All-Star Game record, Kevin Durant came away with MVP honors, and the Western Conference came away with a victory Sunday at Orlando. Bryant finished with 27 points, and Durant had a team-high 36 as the West down the East 152-149. Bryant passed Michael Jordan as the game's career scoring leader, passing Jordan with a dunk midway through the third quarter. Bryant entered the game fourth all-time with 244 points in an All-Star Game. Before he passed Oscar Robertson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Jordan. Durant shot 14 of 25 from the field and had 7 rebounds, while Oklahoma City teammate Russell Westbrook added 21 points. Miami teammates LeBron James and Dwayne Wade helped the Eastern Conference turn a 21-point deficit into a 1-point game in the closing seconds. James finished with a team-high 36 points, and Wade added a triple-double of 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, NASCAR's season-opening Daytona 500 was postponed yesterday for the first time in the 54-year history of the race, and more rain is expected to be falling today. Officials are hoping to wave the green flag at noon Eastern time, 11 o'clock our time today. NASCAR spent more than 4 hours waiting for a window to dry the famed High Bank track, and the race was finally pushed back a day when another storm cell passed over the speedway around 5 p.m. Officials are prepared to wait all day and into the night today because they'd really like to avoid a Tuesday race. It is possible, however. Carl Edwards has the pole for this year's Great American Race. The Sprint Cup Series will move on to Phoenix then for this weekend's race. In golf, Hunter Mahan won his second World Golf Championship title. He beat Rory McIlroy 2-1 in the final of the Match Play Championship, preventing the 22-year-old Northern Irishman from taking the number one ranking from Luke Donald. Mahan is the first American to win the Match Play Championship since Tiger Woods in 2008. He's the sixth player to win multiple World Golf Championship titles, and he moves into the top 10 for the first time in his career. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Columbus 4-2, Tampa Bay edging New Jersey 4-3, Dallas an overtime 3-2 winner over Vancouver, Florida beat Montreal 4-2, Ottawa over the New York Islanders 5-2, Minnesota beat San Jose 4-3, Anaheim over Chicago 3-1. In baseball news, Ryan Zimmerman and the Washington Nationals have agreed to add 6 years to the third baseman's contract. A source tells the Associated Press that the extension is worth $100 million. Zimmerman, the club's first draft pick after moving from Montreal before the 2005 season, also gets a full no-trade clause that he insisted upon before closing the deal. The 27-year-old slugger already was signed for 2012 and 13, with $26 million remaining on the five-year, $45 million contract that he received at the start of the 2009 season. Twins reliever Joel Zumaya is going to miss another season. An MRI reveals he has a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his pitching elbow. The 27-year-old right-hander hadn't thrown a pitch since June of 2010 after breaking his elbow. He lasted just 13 pitches in his first session of live batting practice on Saturday before he walked off the mound. Indians closer Chris Perez is out from 4 to 6 weeks with a strained muscle in his side. He was injured during his first bullpen session of spring training. The right-hander had 36 saves and a .332 earned run average in 64 games last season. St. Louis Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak would like to see Tyler Green take over for Skip Schumacher as the team's regular second baseman. First-year manager Mike Matheny isn't ready to commit to the switch. A first-round selection out of Georgia Tech in 2005, Green has yet to earn consistent playing time in the major leagues. A shortstop most of his career, he's been asked to try third base and the outfield over the past couple of springs. Second base is the only starting position up for grabs in Cardinals camp as the team prepares to defend its 2011 World Series championship. A career .270 hitter in the minors, Green smacked 85 home runs and stole 144 bases in a little more than 600 games. Those numbers have yet to translate, though, into major league success. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.